Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello from Lore Boys Central. My name is Peter O'Donohue, and today's episode will be about the Dwemer from the Elder Scrolls. We'll be covering the wars between the Dwemer and the Khymer, the Battle of the Red Mountain, and the removal of the dwarves entirely from existence. Welcome to Lore Boys, post-Windows Update shutdown Audacity for us.
The Lore Boys, presented by Take-Two Interactive.
Yeah, hey, that's a good one. They make Bimeo Bames.
Yeah, they do.
That have a lot of money grabs, like...
Shark cards.
NBA, like... some of them are good. They have, like, Borderlands, they have Bioshock, they have...
I think we established early on in the show that none of us are too fond of Borderlands.
Well, okay, none of us like Bioshock either.
That's true. I didn't get the tattoos. That would be stupid.
That would be dumb.
That would be a dumb thing to take to your grave. Fandom. My name is Peter O'Donohue, doing my second open of the day for the Lore Boys podcast. And
yes.
I'm not going to do any of the old bits that we did earlier. So who the fuck is this?
I'm James Miller. Who are you?
Caught you off guard, didn't I? And you?
I'm Ethan.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello. We're on a first name basis now, are we?
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Fans, self, emoji.
I give my first name on the first date.
Hussy.
I love to think
I just
have
my Tinder.
Please call me Mr. Miller.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Palmer. I hope one day to tell you my first name.
Yeah, it's like, I understand. Listen, we just swiped right. Let's not pretend. All my Tinder dates, that was in my description. It's like, you must earn my first name.
Yeah.
Despite the fact your Tinder profile is only your first name.
Yeah.
Nice. Jesus. Anyway, a quick recap. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Elder Scrolls, and we're talking about the dwarves that I learned are not little people.
They're basically not dwarves, honestly.
They're elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as I was saying, just as your computer shut itself down to update, the only races in Tamriel who actually refer to them as dwarves are the human races.
Mm.
The humans.
They read so much Tolkien that they just couldn't fit anything else.
No, exactly. Oh, yeah. Just like, they live underground, they have beards, they're dwarves. It's like, that guy's clearly 6'1". He's no!
Yeah.
He's no, he's not!
He's riding a shield down a flight of stairs while shooting a bow.
Yeah.
Not elves, it's giant dwarves.
Yeah, just, they're very tall dwarves.
Yeah.
The Dwemer would be their official name. But regardless of what you call them, whether they be the Deep Folk, which is what Dwemer translate to in the Mirithic language.
Okay.
So, Myr, at the end of all that, is folk. So,
Myr.
Like, Myr, yeah, so it's like the Dwemer, the Altmer, the Bosmer, the Dwemer, or Khymer, or Falmer.
Falmer.
It
the
is.
Snow elves.
So, the Dwemer translates directly to the Deep Folk, or Deep Elves, because elf and folk is interchangeable.
Okay.
Regardless of what you call them, whether it be dwarves, Dwemer, pricks, they are universally known as the Lost Race, which we will get into. And we will also be talking heavily about the Battle of the Red Mountain, that is a huge event in the history of Morrowind.
Yeah.
I.e., best Elder Scrolls. Morrowind is Bay.
Fight me.
What do you think it is? Oh, you think Oblivion. It's Oblivion, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Why are they called Deep Folk? Because they read, like, a lot of poetry and,
so deep.
They live underground.
Oh, so, like, deep that way. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. They're,
I live in my mom's basement, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they do live underground, which is why the human races associate them with dwarves.
Yeah.
Although only one human race has ever actually managed to interact with the Dwemer, and that would be the Nords, who are the oldest human race in Tamriel.
Okay. Really? We should tap into our inner deep folk, because all of us right now are under the ground line. So
that is true.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're recording in a basement for authenticity.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Back in the old bunker, eh?
Yeah.
You thought it was just for JFK. No, I got plenty of fucking dwarf conspiracies out coming at you. So the early history of the Dwemer is still clouded in mystery. There is no known story of their disassociation from the Altmer, which are the High Elves, which must have occurred very early in Tamrielic history.
Because that's where all of, like, a lot of these races came from. They split from the Elves, right?
Not the human races, from what I understand, because they came from the north.
Humans came from monkeys.
Yep. Evolution.
Argonians came from lizards. Khajiit came from dogs.
They're kitty cats now, which is odd.
Came from dogs? Weird. That's surprising, yeah.
Evolution works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
You throw two birds on an island.
And you get one stone.
Some of them eat stones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, you know, parable of the stone.
So they split off from the rest of the elven races probably very early. However, their society does have a few correlations with that of the Altmer. With the Altmer. So their culture was very, very different from the High Elves, but they do have similar legal principles, oddly enough.
Okay.
So it's a lot of the same laws, but they're physically, we don't really know, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
So the Elves from two Elder Scrolls episodes ago, the Elves come from the Elnathae.
Yes.
Which are tree people.
Yeah.
And there's still a couple Elnathae who are worshipped, particularly by the Bosmer, the Wood Elves. Makes sense?
Yep.
So I guess at some point they were all Elnathae. And did dwarves come from Altmer, or did they all come from... Like, humans didn't come from monkeys, but we share a common ancestor.
Correct, yeah. They have a common ancestor with the rest of Myr.
The Myr.
The rest of the Myr people.
Okay. Like,
that's it. They are... elves.
Okay.
Yeah, make no mistake, it is unknown as to when they split off into their own kind of race of elves.
Okay.
But they are elves.
Okay.
Yeah.
According
to legend, however, the Dwemer originated from the same group as the Dunmer, that being the Kymer.
Yeah.
Which ones again?
Dark elves.
Dunmer are dark elves, and the Kymer were the elves of legend, and we will be talking a lot about them, because the Kymer and the Dwemer... their history is pretty much intertwined completely, due to a lot of conflict and slavery.
Yeah. I like the dark. I like being in a hole. Well, dark is better. It doesn't have to be in a hole.
Yeah,
no, it has to be in a hole.
You can do dark anywhere.
Yeah.
Just turn the lights off, dummy.
Shut up.
And then they fought for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You take that dark and you bury it in the backyard.
Anyway, they were treated as another tribe. This in the tribes of elves. The Dwemer built elaborate underground cities near and beneath mountain ranges, including the Velothi Mountains, or Velothi. I don't know whatever that is. The Velothi Mountains, which separates Skyrim and Morrowind. So those would be in Skyrim when you're playing that.
Riften.
That would
or
be
where the Dawnguard are.
Yeah, well, it would be on the eastern side of the map.
Yeah, the Dawnguard Fort is in those mountains.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And also the Red Mountain, which is at the center of the Vardenfell, which is the island in the center of Morrowind, where the Heart of Lorcan fell.
Yes.
Yes.
Which was a drop of... that was his heart, yeah.
Yeah.
And drop from that heart formed the Amulet of Kings.
Correct. If you want to go back and listen to our other Elder Scrolls episodes, this one is super, super linked to a lot of, like... Elder Scrolls history. And Jamie, what were you going to say? Looks like you had a thought there.
I literally yawned. Sorry. It was late night last night, yeah.
You're boring.
Yeah. I see. Well, I suppose we'll just get into it. They also built some under the mountains in the Isle of Strosmakai, which is from the Redguard game, which is that one that everybody hates.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a Redguard game.
Yeah, it's just called Elder Scrolls Travels Redguard or some shit. It came out before Morrowind and after Daggerfall, yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
No, me neither.
Yep. I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with an S. He just plays a Redguard pirate, and then, yeah, there's a Dwarven ruin under Strosmakai. Strosmakai. Many misconceptions about them have been abounded for centuries, however. Scholars long thought that most Dwemer ruins which dotted Tamriel outside Morrowind were mere outposts, and that they were few significant Dwemer settlements elsewhere until the year 420 Blazet of the First Era.
The
presentation of the Dwemer in fictitious but popular novels like The Ancient Tales of the Dwemer has also lodged an inaccurate impression of them in the popular consciousness, painting them as familiar, comfortable characters very similar to humans. However, in reality, they are better described as having been fearsome, unfathomable, and even cruel, though careful, intelligent, and industrious. Very, very, very bad people, these Dwemer.
I mean, just from the last episode... the one thing I know is that when Falmer refugees came to them, they force-fed them a fungus, which made them go blind and crazy, and sent them to kill the other refugees who didn't go to the Dwemer.
Yes, yeah.
So bad people is what I'm trying to say here.
Their society consists of free-thinking yet reclusive clans devoted to the secrets of science, engineering, and the arcane until they all mysteriously disappeared around the year 700 of the First Era.
Except for?
Oh, well, we'll get into it.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but it's
Yargum Bagram.
It's Yagram Bargan, I think. Yeah, I can't remember.
It's the angry crowd noises.
So the reason we don't really know much about them is because the Dwemer history is mostly recorded because of their conflicts with other races.
Oh yeah.
They settled along the coast of Morrowind and became locked in conflict conflict for land, religion, and resources, just like humans.
Well, what if they aren't that? We say they're really bad people, but now we're learning that the only way we've learned about them is their war crimes against like other people. So maybe there's really good Dwemer, and we're only hearing about like Hitler Dwemer. You know?
That's true.
Spoiled a bunch. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
because we're only hearing it from the history books, and what happens in history books usually wars. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Also, the invention of penicillin.
Yeah, thank you, Canada,
yeah,
for that one.
The war on Beatus.
Yeah. on the Beatus. Their main conflict was with the Kymer? Chimmer? I'm going to say Kymer. Kimmer? Whatever.
I don't know. However it's pronounced.
Yeah. And then the Kymer were a subculture of High Elves, or Altmer, who left the Somerset Isle in what is known as the Great Exodus to Morrowind. So they were one of the first ones to colonize Morrowind. They
were the first unruly teenagers to say they're moving out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, which were the Kymer. They follow the teachings of the prophet Veloth, which is what the Velothi Mountains are named after.
Yeah,
okay.
Who was being strung along by the Daedric Prince Boethia, the Prince of Plots.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to get into this one here, I'm just going to give you the spark notes. Boethia didn't like the religious teachings of the High Elves, and then ate somebody.
Okay.
Pooped him out. Okay. And then his poop became Malakath.
Oh, cool.
The other Daedric prince.
So now we know how Babby makes.
Yeah, exactly. You have to eat your girlfriend, and she poops you out, and then you're your son, and also
a new baby.
A different god.
Yeah.
I didn't get into that one because I was just like, man, this is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I was like, no, thank you.
Like, why do they ever need to make this? Like, are there people in the writer room being like, this will never be in a game, but... Then he ate him and pooped out his son, lol.
Yeah.
Write that somewhere.
Yeah, but like, if you look at actual legends, like, there's a lot of, like, ancient Greek myth of just, like, you know, Saturn devouring his son.
Yeah.
Or, like, Athena sprouting fully formed owl in hand out of Zeus's head because he had a headache or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, somebody was, like, was it Aphrodite is like, a bunch of sea foam or something?
Yeah.
Like,
Zeus would turn into a bunch of animals just so you could have sex.
Because Zeus was just a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
Zeus would have fit in with the Dwemer, sounds like. Or at least the ones in the history books.
Yeah, exactly. The rapey ones.
He could have powered their robots with his lightning bolts.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember what they're called. The Dwemer automatons are powered by soul gems, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew that.
Yep.
Ethan, don't be fucking stupid.
You knew that.
Oh! Okay,
anyway,
dude.
the Kymer were religious fundamentalists for ancestor worship. They looked slightly different from the High Elves. However, they have slightly darker gold skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's enough reason to hate them.
Yeah. Almalek. Yeah, exactly. Get out.
Yeah.
Almalexia, one of the members of the Tribunal, and she's also in the Tribunal expansion for
also
Marland.
A learning disability.
Yeah. Almalexia. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She can't spell.
Yeah.
She maintained her chimeric appearance. Vivek, who is another member of the Tribunal, is split down the middle, one side Dark Elf, one side Kymer.
Ooh.
And then Sotha Sil appears to be completely Dark Elf in ESO. But he has, like, a robot arm.
Okay.
Okay.
Robot arm. He has a mechanical arm that's and wears a weird helmet. In Tribunal, when you actually see him, he doesn't look like a Dark Elf. He looks like a Kymer. But in ESO, when he is, spoilers, alive, he looks like a Dark Elf.
I remember these names, but ESO to me was so much less about the story and more about collecting the 10 sheep to get back to get the level up so I can play PvP better. Fuck. I don't remember a lot.
Fuck
of
MMOs, man. Yeah. they left Somerset Isle for religious reasons, obviously, because they were just like, we don't like all the what you're worshipping. We want to worship our ancestors and not the Deidre.
We want to worship that god that other god just pooped out.
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Where am I?
It's scatological.
So anyway, they in their new homeland. So the original name for Morrowind was actually Resdain.
Okay.
Resdain. And they quickly came into conflict with the Needs, which is a race I didn't look up, the Orcs, and the Dwemer. With the Dwemer especially, territorial disputes combined with religious animosity created a great deal of conflict. Historians, oddly enough, we're talking about this, blame the Khymer for provoking these conflicts.
Mm.
Though they wielded great magic and had fine warriors, the Khymer were a small group, and the Dwemer had incredible technological advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwemeri culture was
agnostic.
They
sent in drones, basically.
Absolutely. Drone a lot warfare. Of drone strikes. although they were spherical robots that would transform into gladiators.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
And the Khymers just had iPod minis.
What?
What came first, the iPod mini or the drone?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, hey, whoa.
Yeah.
Get your riddles out of here.
Okay? Yeah.
It
was man.
The Dwemer, however, were agnostic and preferred reason to faith, while the Khymer were staunch Daedra worshippers. So there was a conflict between just like, hello, we love demon Jesus. And they were just like, that's stupid. Let's fight, is basically how that whole thing. Okay. However, the Nordic invasion and conquering of present-day Morrowind are their High King Vrage around the first era, the year 240. So I'm going to throw these worthless dates in for a calendar that doesn't exist every once in a while to give you kind of like a vague timeline.
That's fine.
Super like not fucking important.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It. The year 240 of the first era, the common enemy of the Nords brought the Khymer and the Dwemer together. Dumak, Dwarf King, as he's currently known.
I feel like when people refer to him, they have to say the full thing.
Dumak, Dwarf King.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's sitting there. He's like, I'm quite tall, but fine.
Yeah.
Wait, so does he refer to himself as dwarf?
Well, this is what we call them now. There's not a whole lot of dwarves around, right?
I guess.
Well, their opinions, frankly,
don't matter.
Really tough to get. Really hard to get. It was the, Dumak Dwarf King and Indoril Nerevar forged an alliance which ultimately would succeed in repelling the invaders around the year 416 of the first era. So, just under 200 straight years of war, they did manage to finally push out the Nords.
Oh, okay. Man.
This would lead to what would be called the First Council and the newly renamed Resdain. King Vrage initiated a phase of expansion in Skyrim, conquering Morrowind and High Rock as well.
Who is King Vrage? Do we meet him already?
No, he's been dead for centuries. Yeah.
Okay, just a new guy.
He pushed into Morrowind to invade, and his invasion united the Khymer and the Dwemer.
Okay,
yeah, cool. Because he was just like, yo, we're Nords, we're Vikings, and we want more.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Like, we want more things.
Rape and plunder,
oh,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So along with his father, King Harald, he can be credited with leading man's...
Please do.
King Vrage and King Harald can be credited with leading man's rise to dominance over the Myr in Tamriel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So while they did manage to unite and repulse him, various events obviously would lead to that whole thing getting flipped, and obviously the human races in Tamriel are much more powerful than the elven or the beast races.
They hold more lands.
They do, yeah.
It means more taxes.
Meanwhile, the Dwemer in Skyrim had also planted the seeds of another crisis because they're greedy slave owners by taking in the Snow Elves, which we had talked about, which are the Falmer.
The Falmer.
Yeah.
Who were running from the Atmorans?
And also the Nords, because the Nords and the Atmorans were working together.
Okay.
While invading from the north, yeah, exactly. While King Harald was credited with driving the last of the elves out of Skyrim before the end of his reign in the year 221 in the first era, pockets of them survived in the wilderness and eventually sought the sanctuary with the Dwemer. Although they agreed to provide the Snow Elves with safe haven in their underground realm, the distrustful Dwemer rendered them blind by forcing them to consume toxic fungi once found growing deep underground. The Snow Elves became servants of the Dwemer and then, after several generations, degenerated into their corrupted slaves, which are the fucked up Falmer goblin monsters that you find in Skyrim.
In Skyrim.
Yeah.
They used to be elves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that feeling. So this is the second time in two episodes where they have fed fungus to a race.
This is the same race.
Same race, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, because now he brought it up because that was just, like, part of history. But now this is, since we're specifically covering the Dwemer now, this is just a thing they did. They brought in all these refugees who were running from the Nords, did not trust them, and they were just like, well, instead of asking if they're instead of asking if they can be trusted or maybe speaking to them, we're gonna poison them and turn them into goblin servants.
Do you think they like invite them over for dinner and make them a nice chowder, or do they just like pin them down and stuff mushrooms in their throat?
It was probably the dinner party thing. It would be really difficult to get away with poisoning an entire race of elves forcefully. I think if you could trick them into consuming the fungus and they all got sick and then turned into blind monsters, then it's probably the dinner party.
Put mushrooms in their well or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, they didn't trust them and they poisoned the fucking shit out of them.
It's not good.
Yeah. After generations of subjugation, the Falmer rebelled, actually, leading to the War of the Crag, a bloody conflict that was waged far below the surface while the Nords remained above and completely oblivious.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, they were just like, a lot of racket coming out of the basement, honey.
Yeah, just like guys sitting in a chair, like, bang! Like, chair pops up. And like, what was that?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we got mice.
Yeah,
it's like, call the exterminator.
Yeah.
Get the exterminator over. I think we got big rats.
Quiet woman.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to plow the fields in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, that was very loud down there. So yeah, War of the Crag. They didn't even know what was happening. This war lasted for decades and only ended when the Dwemer vanished.
Oh.
Yeah, there was no winner, but we'll get into the why they're called the Lost Race, and that's the only reason. Imagine having a sword fight with a guy, and he simply ceases to exist.
I win.
Yep, well, you do. The Falmer technically won by default.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
They won because the other guy got disqualified.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't even know where the other guy is. You might have really won. Like, they're working on super advanced stuff. Maybe they were able to teleport all their dwarven people to just, like, a nice big hole in the ground planet where they have everything they need.
Yeah. That's right, Jamie. The dwarves are just napping.
Yeah.
They went back over to the farm.
They went to a farm.
They went to a farm and they're napping now. They're very happy, I promise.
Okay,
they're
I missed them, but I'm glad they're happy.
They are. Don't you worry.
Okay. So you flushed them. Yeah. You flushed the dwarves, right, Peter?
Yes.
You flushed them?
I did, yeah. Don't tell Jamie.
I'll go pick up some new mer people.
Yeah, I'll go get some new dwarves Jamie doesn't recognize. So Jamie doesn't realize. Yeah.
You can't tell them apart.
You got like a Dwemer and a little bag of water. Yeah. That might be some good art.
Yeah. You got two. One's dead, one's alive.
Yeah, exactly. It's like upside down.
One's upside down.
Yeah.
Upside down.
So the Dwemer disappeared all at once during what appears to be the Second Battle of the Red Mountain, which was the final battle in the War of the First Council. The first war being over 200 years earlier, when the Khymer and the Dwemer forces under the newly formed First Council repulsed the Nord conquerors. Witnessing that defeat compelled the Nordic leader Jurgen Windcaller, who you will remember from the Skyrim game, to pursue his famous 7-year meditation, culminating in the discovery of the Way of the Voice and the formation of the Greybeards.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, like, he was just like, man, we really got our asses fucking handed to us. I'm gonna think about this.
Yeah.
And then he learned how to talk like a dragon and
that's it.
Blast people to pieces with his voice.
What are we gonna do? I'm gonna train so fucking hard, I'm gonna learn how to sing.
Yeah, exactly. Bad breakup, pick up an instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out to be dragon voice.
Yeah,
meditation, like, every time you hear about meditation, it sounds way more exciting than it is. Like, imagine just sitting there for 7 years. Did he just, like, mumble things until eventually it worked?
Yeah,
like,
just one word. Like, fos.
Fus.
Fos. Fes.
Fes.
Fas.
Fus!
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that?
He's, like, playing Hangman for 7 years.
Sitting in a meadow, just goes flying back into a tree.
Like, like Isaac Newton.
Yeah, exactly.
Apple hits him. He's like, ah! Yeah.
Holy shit.
Roda!
Margaret, it worked! Margaret, come see this!
Best.
Fuck! What did I say?
Yeah, exactly. 7 years. Yeah, he's just forgetful.
Yeah.
The First Council was held together through through means lost to history. What? Oh, excuse me. The First Council, I skipped a sentence there.
Okay.
This First Council was held together for hundreds of years thanks to the friendship between Dumak and Nerevar, who I had mentioned earlier, who are the Dwemer and the Khymer leaders.
Yeah. Which one's which again? Just
Dumak is a dwarf.
Dumak is a dwarf king.
Nerevar is a Khymer.
Nerevar is a Khymer. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
However, through means lost to history, one of the Khymer, Lord Vorin Dagoth, of the House of Dagoth, learned of a Dwemer scheme. Deep in the bowels of the Red Mountains, on the island of the Vardenfell, which is in the center of Morrowind, the Dwemer had found the heart of Lorcan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the trickster god, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like Loki.
Yeah.
Well, he was known as the trickster because he tricked all the other gods into creating Nirn in the first place when it cost them, like, dearly.
Yeah. Right, yeah, well, that's in our creation myth episode, which you can go back and listen to. But yeah, but he's known as a trickster
god. He's known as the trickster, yeah.
The Dwemer had found his heart at the center of a volcano.
Because it got ripped out by Ariel.
Yeah.
The god of the elves.
Kalos, basically.
After he beat up his girlfriend?
Akatosh.
Akatosh, that's
it. Ariel or Akatosh.
That's it, yeah. What'd you say?
There was something about beating up someone's girlfriend, right?
They were in love with
Anu's
girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go listen to that episode.
Padme or Sithis.
That's it. Yeah.
Beat up his girlfriend.
Okay.
Nir. Not Nirn, but Nir.
Nir. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot. We've come a long way, actually. I'm thinking back on all this.
Yeah, we created the universe.
Yeah.
We covered the actual Elder Scrolls themselves, and now we're getting to the history of the Red Mountain, which is still about the heart of Lorcan.
We're still in the Dawn era, so.
Yep. Exactly. We're still in the first era.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
The Dwemer found the heart of Lorcan. Highcraft Lord Kagranak planned to harness the power of the heart and use it to power a giant mechanical god, the Numidium.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioning this on
Numidium.
Powered by the heart of Lorcan, it was to retake Morrowind from the Chimer and also make the Dwemer immortal.
Okay.
So this they find the heart of a god, and he's like, okay, we're going to put it in a robot. We're going to kill immigrants with it, and then we will never die.
That makes sense.
Kagranak was a maniac.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like some other world leaders. Like, we'll do this, don't worry, and then we'll have this, and we hate everybody.
Yeah, then we'll be immortal. They're just like, it's a bit of a leap of logic there, but sure, fine, I'll vote for you.
Yeah, let's start with our innate racism, and we'll just follow you from there.
Yeah, exactly. So Lord Dagoth reported this to the Chimer leadership. And Nerevar confronted his friend Dumak, and they quarreled bitterly. Some sources assert that Dumak did not even know of Kagranak's plan at the time, and thus misunderstood the Nerevar's concern. As a result, however, Nerevar led the Chimer to war in order to stop this profane usurpation.
I mean, I get it. I get going to war over that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, guys, what did you say you have?
A big racist robot?
You said you had a big racist robot powered by the heart of a god?
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
I'm sorry, but a picture of a big racist robot's kind of funny.
like Numidium with a big, like Numidium, who's like a kilometer tall.
Yeah.
With this big white hood. Just like stomping on things.
Yeah. It's like one of the Dwemer spheres there.
Yeah.
But it's just like a swastika rolling around.
Yeah. like a shitty bike wheel.
Yeah.
Much of the Dwemer forces were made up of automatons, which we talked about before. There was actually a factory on Solstheim, which is where the Dragonborn expansion takes place, as well as the Blood Moon expansion for Skyrim and Morrowind, respectively.
Okay.
The factory, known as N'Char-Dak, was apparently able to produce one automaton per day. This is said to be impressive, but we have no frame of reference.
Yeah.
So we don't know if this was...
One a day, I tell you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, exactly. We'll get our factories working one robot a day, and we'll get those Chimer out of here with our big robot.
Yeah. Well, that's Elon Musk's problem right now with his Tesla cars, right? He wants to get the assembly line to be quicker.
Yeah.
Like, they can't make them faster.
You can't quite get it one a day.
Yeah.
365 a year.
It is unknown just how long the war dragged on, but through strategy, trickery, and the judicious use of Ashlander scouts. So Ashlanders were elves who lived a more tribal lifestyle out on the island of Vardenfell. So they don't live in big cities. They don't have a whole lot of technology. They're very hillbillies, basically sons of the soil, sort of. And they're called the Ashlanders because the Red Mountain is a volcano, and then most of the land is ash.
Yeah. Like on Solstheim in Skyrim, you're walking around in like a foot of ash at all times.
Yes, that's because the Red Mountain exploded.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say a foot of soot, because that's way more fun.
Foot of
that
soot.
Is fun. That is much more fun.
Title of the episode. Nerevar orchestrated a climactic confrontation at the Red Mountain. This is with all his political moving. The battle would ultimately be another decisive victory for the Chimer, even though it would claim many lives, including Nerevar. So Nerevar does die. According to Sorry?
Good leader.
Yeah, well, he's sacrificing to go down with the ship. Exactly. The ship being an island, I guess.
And the ship being a people.
Yeah. According to Vivek, one of Nerevar's lieutenants and now member of the tribunal.
On the tribunal.
What's the water?
Space.
There you go.
Or what, nerd.
What's a storm?
I guess that would be the ash that comes off the volcano.
Who are the sails?
The people themselves.
They're also the ship and the sails?
Yeah,
the
ship. I totally lost. I lost the thread there for a second. You're talking about the captain going down with the ship. Yeah. Now you're building a ship. Yeah, okay. Exactly. I was just like, my dumb hungover brain. I'm just like dial up noise.
Yeah. What's the lifeboats?
Their clothes?
Certainly not the Dwemer.
Fuck, I hope not.
Get in this lifeboat. It'll make you go blind.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I'm satisfied with the metaphor now. We can move on.
Very okay. good. Yeah. Metaphor complete. Good night, everybody. Anyway, Vivek, his account, because he is still alive at the time of Morrowind, the Dwemer forces were lured out of their secured stronghold and at the start of the battle were pinned down by the Chimer thanks to Nerevar's contrivances, which is what we were talking about. Other sources mentioned the aid of Ashlander scouts and the efforts of Almalexia, another member of the tribunal, but yeah. also Nerevar's bride. This is almost...
Conflict of interest,
yeah,
much?
Exactly. This is almost the only information available on the events outside of the mountain during the battle, even though it was where the bulk of the fighting took place.
Okay.
Nerevar left the others to command the assault outside, so that would be Sothasil, Vivek, and Almalexia, the members of the tribunal, while he took a small party, including Lord Dagoth, into the Heart Chamber at the center of Dumek's citadel, the Dwarven City, underneath the Red Mountain. They say Nerevar struck down Dagoth-Ur. They say Nerevar struck down Dagoth-Ur, who is Lord Dagoth, when he killed Dumak. So even though they were at war, they used to be friends, Dagoth killed Dumak, and then he was like, oh, no, how could you kill my friend? So he had like a change of heart in the Heart Chamber, killed him.
Okay, wait.
There's so much speculation because it's not like recorded history, right?
I'm getting my names a little mixed up.
Okay.
So, who took Dagoth down into the...
Heart Chamber.
The Heart Chamber.
The Nerevar. Indoril Nerevar.
Okay, who was the leader of the Chimer.
Yes.
So this is before he died.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he takes him down. Then the king of the Dwemer kills Nerevar?
No. So one of the accounts is that Lord Dagoth killed Dumak, the king of the dwarves.
The king of the dwarves.
And Nerevar... then killed Dagoth-Ur.
Even though he was at war with the Dwemer?
Yes, because he was at war with his friend, and then when he watched his friend die, he was like, oh, I can't believe you did that, sort of thing. Exactly.
I was gonna save him, you son of a bitch!
I just wanted to talk...
I was gonna talk him out of this giant racist robot.
Yeah.
I almost had him convinced. Wait, who's Dagoth again? I know that name, like, from before the cast.
Dagoth-Ur is the main villain of Morrowind. Yeah. He is technically one of the gods that we'll get into there, one of the gods of the elves, but at this time, he's a Chimer. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Dagoth-Ur. Other accounts say that Nerevar slew his friend Dumak personally, some going as far as to say he feasted on his old friend's heart.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, if I had to kill you, I'd eat your heart.
Yeah, I mean...
If
you're going to kill me, I hope you
might as
eat
well.
The heart.
Yeah. So, after the death of Dumak, the only thing that we know for certain is that Dumak is dead. How exactly it happened is unknown. However, here's where the stories diverge. Vivek... in his private remembrances, he's just like, oh, I don't remember going down that way. Here's what I think happened, which is what he wrote down in a book known as the Apographa, or the Hidden Writings of the Tribunal Temple. So this is the gods' version. This is their testimony of the events there.
Isn't the Apographa what you find for Hermaeus Mora?
No, this is the Apographa.
Oh,
the Apocrypha is Hermaeus Mora's Plane of Oblivion.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I would love libraries so much more if we didn't have the internet. Imagine knowing there was a book with like information that no one's ever seen somewhere. Now
exactly.
It's all on the internet.
So they were just like, the Tribunal, Almalexia, Sothasil, and Vivek, they're like, okay, we got to get our story straight. Easiest way to do this, fucking write it down. Becomes true. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Once you write it down, it's true.
It works if it's an Elder Scroll.
It does work in an Elder Scroll. It does work if it's an Elder Scroll. Yeah. But that was their thing. So that is the secret writing to the Tribunal Temple. However, they do bear some discrepancies with the Hierogrypha, which are the priestly writings, the public orthodox doctrine of the temple. So they've got their book, that okay. no one's allowed to see.
So one of the,
and like, then yeah. they tell their priests what to write. It's like, okay, so this is the closed beta
yeah.
of the truth. You guys give them the open beta access, yeah. but there are discrepancies between the Apocrypha and the Hieroglypha.
So we know which one is more accurate, and yeah, it's the one that has
exactly.
that's open to the public, and not the yeah. one that was just written behind closed doors and said, "This is what it was."
Yeah, that's
everybody
what
shut down and shut or shut up and stop asking questions.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Like I think that you could also say that okay, like if something happened to us three, and then we like okay, we got to write this down, and we want to tell it how it is. And then a bunch of people were like, well, I listen to the podcast. I know they're kind of like this. So
it's like
I'm going to write it this
it
way.
It didn't happen to them. It happened to Dagoth and Nerevar and Dumak.
Yeah.
And they were writing about it. They're the three leaders of...
They were the lieutenants of the Chimer.
Yeah. So they have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also...
Like right after that, did they rise to the tribunal right after?
Do remember that at some point they attained godhood through unknown means.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like maybe they're not the most trustworthy folk on the earth.
They're like twirling a mustache. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is how it happens. See?
I like you said twirling a mustache, not their mustache. So yeah. It could be just like a guy next to
them. Well, one of them's a girl, so she has to be twirling someone else's mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring up that snow elf.
Yeah,
bring up that snow elf slave.
Yeah.
Tell him to grow a mustache.
Bring me a slave with a mustache. I must twirl something.
Just like standing perfectly still, like sweating. Yeah, like twirling his mustache.
Jesus Christ. That'd be good art too. Like complete nonsense. Like Almalexia twirling some other guy's mustache.
And, like pulling his lip. She's like twirling guitar. He's like,
ah. Yeah.
They can't speak or use their eyes anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, ah. My God. And some other sources, there's so much that happens in this war. It's my second conspiracy episode, to be honest. Other sources claims that Nerevar, with the aid of the Daedric princess Azura, destroyed the Dwemer, while Vivek claimed it was Kagranak's own folly which brought about their demise.
Kagranak was the crazy guy.
Kagranak's the guy building the racist robot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not Dumak. Did he have Dumak's blessing? Do we know?
We don't know if Dumak knew what he was up to.
Okay,
what
happened? He's just like the court wizard who's just like going
full. Yeah, you've got the Sultan from Aladdin.
Yeah,
and then you've got Jafar.
Jafar,
yeah. Right? So he was the high craft lord. He was in charge of all the engineering.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Hey, this thing's super powerful, King Dumak. If you don't mind, I'm gonna make us immortal with this." And he was just like, "Fine, cool. Whatever.
Cool.
Don't tell me about it. I won't understand."
Yeah, go nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although I see Nerevar's point. If he did kill Dagoth, Dagoth after killing Dumak. If I'm picturing Dumak as the Sultan from Aladdin, because
kind of a fat idiot.
Like a fat, innocent, like bumbling idiot, and just like. Didn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Dagoth comes in and kills him.
Yeah, although he says it was Kagranak's own folly that led to his demise, although evidently Vivek was not present at the time.
Yeah.
The Hieroglypha, excuse me, that's...
Hieroglypha.
The Hieroglypha also did not recognize Kagranak's tools or the heart at all.
Oh, Kagranak's tools are important,
they
right?
omitted the Hieroglypha, the public version.
Yeah.
Conveniently omits the immortality stone that they were going to use, right?
I mean, I kind of get that if you're releasing something to the public, don't be like, oh, by the way, there's a thing that can grant you immortality over here, because you're going to have a lot of fucking people knocking on
your door. Here's why. Yeah. The tribunal, Sotha Sil, Almalexia, and Vivek, claimed, this is a quote, that they achieved divine substance through superhuman discipline and virtue and supernatural wisdom and insight.
Oh, so they're just blowing,
so
hot air.
So they... Right? Because we know what the Heart of Lorkhan can do now.
Yeah.
Right? How he was using it to make the Dwemer, the entire race, immortal. They had a war about this, and then when the tribunal gets in, they're just like, oh, we're gods now. How? We thought about it real hard,
yeah,
and we're
it.
Just such good people.
Spent
we're
7 years
gods now. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I think I'll worship you then.
Yeah. So they omitted, in the public version of their religious teachings, Kagranak's tools... which I will talk about, and the heart itself, and then just said they ended up immortal because they're so
because we're
fucking
better.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're so much better than you.
We're better than you.
We're immortal why. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Elect us.
This being proven completely false, as after the heart was destroyed in Elder Scrolls III Morrowind. Dagoth Sotha Sil, and Almalexia are all killed, and Vivek eventually vanishes. Still to this day, no one knows what happened to Vivek, although some has gone so far as to claim he was taken by the Daedra during the Oblivion Crisis, which would be in the fourth Elder Scrolls.
Oh, cool.
He just vanishes off screen forever.
Wow.
He's just gone. And some others say that he was killed by the Nerevarine, which is possible.
The Nerevarine?
Nerevarine, sorry, Nerevarine is the player
likes
character.
To shave her legs. She doesn't have any razors.
Okay.
What?
So she uses the Nair of Arene.
Oh, okay. She burns the hair off.
I Jesus. The Nerevarine is the player character for Morrowind.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, that makes sense.
Anyway, how Nerevar died at the Battle of Red Mountain is one of the most disputed topics in history as well. His sword.
I think that's the better way to say it, to be honest.
Sword.
One voice canon.
His sword, True Flame, was shattered in the fighting, and the pieces were lost, but that's reforge it in the Tribunal expansion for Morrowind.
Oh, that's nice.
The Nords say Nerevar was mortally wounded by Lorcan, somehow, and feigned death in order to cut out Lorcan's heart. Vivek gives his own account of the events leading up and during the battle. However,
because Lorcan's heart was already cut out.
Yeah, that's why they're not the most trustworthy people.
Yeah, it seems like.
Vivek, who was a lieutenant and friend of the Nerevar, glosses over in his account how Nerevar died.
Okay.
It's basically just like, and Nerevar, coming up for comment, it's like, how did our leader, the leader of our entire race, what happened to him? And he's just like, he's dead. We're very sad. Thoughts and prayers for his family.
Yeah.
His wife, Almalexia here, who has like, she's just like smeared her mascara to look like she's crying.
Yeah.
It's just like, I am also very sad that my husband is dead. Now moving to Sothisil for comment. And he's just like, very sad, yes.
We must stay the course. Move on. Tragic loss, stay the course.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, exactly. After the press conference, the tribunal didn't really care that much.
What we really need right now is strong leadership.
Yeah. Thankfully, we've all ascended to godhood conveniently.
Yeah.
So we'll do it.
Conveniently and completely coincidentally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So through our own means, we have ascended to godhood. Nerevar is dead.
That is all.
That goodbye. Good night, everybody. It's like, Mr. Sothisil, Mr. Vivek, Madam Almalexia. It's like no.
How do you respond to claims that you killed Nerevar?
Yes. It's like no further comments on that. We didn't. We did not kill him.
And now Conan.
Yeah.
Comes, like, jiggling on the stage.
Jesus Christ. Oh fuck. But he implies, Vivek, while he glosses over it, he does imply that Nerevar died died of the wounds he received at the end of the battle from Dumak, or possibly Dagoth-Ur. Tribal Dark Elves, this being the Ashlanders, believe that the Tribunal, greedy for power of the Heart, poisoned a wounded Nerevar so he would not interfere with their plans for the Heart. Because remember, he went to war with his best buddy over this dangerous tool that could make people immortal. And then when his lieutenants heard about that, they were like, well, what if we were immortal, though?
Yeah, what if you had immortal lieutenants? Don't you think that'd be pretty good, boss?
Yeah, and he was like, no, immortality is a sin, and this is a horrible thing to do. We need to get rid of it. They're like, oh, good point.
Well, we were thinking the same thing.
Look at me right here. Same page, you and I.
Same page, buddy.
Yeah, it's like we're just all four of us. We're just one sheet of paper
because
we are the same page on it at the same time.
What does like immortal mean though? Like, can you die? You can die by a sword, right? A sword. I mean,
a sword.
Yeah, and
did you say originally sword?
Like, yeah, no, I know. It's stupid.
I can't understand your accent.
There's a W. It's basically word with an S on the front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a word.
Sword.
Like backwards words.
Yeah. I can't see things because it's not actually.
Because it's stupid.
Oh my god. It works on so many levels.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I'm just wondering, like, what the extent of immortal, like, do you have an immortal army now? Can they not die by mortal wounds, I guess?
The Tribunal cannot die.
They cannot die?
No. However, they did not make the rest of their race immortal, as we will learn. The Tribunal, as well as Dagoth-Ur, are the only ones who managed to get any kind of little quantum of immortality out of the Heart.
Yeah. Okay. And they did it because they love their people and they wanted to lead them to greatness, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Make Underground great again.
Yeah,
make the Dwemer great again.
Yeah.
Or Rezdane. The other casualty of the war, oddly enough, was the entire Dwemer race, except one. The architect, Kagranak, had developed his tools, Sunder and Keening, which were a hammer and dagger, respectively. You probably saw Keening, the dagger, in Skyrim.
I haven't used it. Maybe I saw it. I don't know.
Yeah, so one thing I hated about Skyrim that they removed because I'm a big dumb nerd, Kagranak's tools were so powerful, they would kill anyone who touched them. So in Morrowind, gloves don't come in sets. You have different gloves. In Morrowind, you need to wear a special glove called the Wraithguard, and you can only hold Kagranak's tools while wearing the Wraithguard, which is just a right-handed dwarven gauntlet. Whereas in Skyrim, it seems as if anybody can just hold Keening not die because after...
But he has Dovahkiina.
Yeah, that's a dumb retcon.
That's what they do that a lot, where it's just like, oh, well, it's different in Skyrim because he's the Dovahkiina.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, well, what does that mean?
I don't know about that. He developed these tools, the hammer and the dagger, Sunder and Keening, respectively, which would harness the power of the Heart of Lorcan. The disappearance of the whole race in an instant obviously sparked many theories.
Oh, this was Avengers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what we're talking about now.
I'm more lost.
Are you?
No, I'm just saying that because I don't like Avengers.
Oh, so you haven't watched the Avengers?
No, yeah. Exactly.
You're following the story of the dwarves so far?
I so far so good.
That's a lot of names, but I'm trying to repeat them as much as I can to make sure that we know who's involved.
I got it now.
I have the general vector of what's going on. There's like probably certain details I wouldn't recall, but so far so good.
Yeah, but you remember a lot of weird details about my life, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Babi is make?
Yeah, you gotta eat your girlfriend and then poop out your son?
Close. That's two episodes combined, but yeah. So obviously, a lot of people were a little shocked when they're at war with... So the Khymer and the Falmer, they're a little bit shocked to see the people that were fighting vanish in an instant. But it is generally thought to have followed Kagranak's attempt to use the tools on the heart and simply coincided with the war.
Okay.
Yeah, so this whole thing, he was just like, well, I'm doing it today. I don't care who's fucking...
I'm pushing the button, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, look, it's in my iPhone. I'm not going to have time to do it otherwise. Yeah. It's got to happen. It's got to happen now. And then Dumac was just like, I'm busy being murdered by my best friend, possibly. Yeah. Who's being murdered by his lieutenants.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly murdered by his best friend, who was allegedly killed by his lieutenants.
Yeah.
Oh, my. where am I?
You're in a basement apartment.
Oh, right. It appears, however, all of the Dwemer race were simply removed from the world. When the previously untouched Dwemer ruins of Bams Amshend in Mournhold, which is a city on the mainland of Morrowind,
Bossing Say,
were rediscovered, numerous piles of ashes were present next to weapons and armor, on chairs, in beds, and suggesting the Dwemer bodies were suddenly reduced to ash in some way. Skyrim, the game...
Yikes.
Yeah. In Skyrim, the game, a wizard named Arniel Gain was a researcher at the College of Winterhold, attempted to recreate the circumstances of the Dwemer disappearance after obtaining Keening, and also vanished suddenly. I don't know if you've ever done that quest.
No, that's interesting.
He disappears.
Sure, I don't remember it.
I remember this quest. I didn't even have to rewatch it because I do remember that one. You do end up finding Keening in Skyrim and bringing it to Arniel Gain, and he's using it on a soul gem at some point as an experiment, and the second he strikes the gem, he vanishes completely.
Doesn't he turn to ash?
I don't remember if he leaves anything behind other than Keening, but he is removed from existence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are the Dwemers?
Where'd Dwemers go?
They went to Rivia.
They're at the farm. No. They're fine. They're happy. Like I told you, Jamie, they're happy. They're happy at their farm.
Peter, can I have more chicken tendies?
You can have all the chicken tendies you want when we get home, honey.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So since Arniel Gain also disappeared, this strengthens the theory that Kagranak's use of the tools is what caused their disappearance. This is my favorite one so far. A theory also exists: their sudden extinction was caused by the reversal of the usual process involved in the Earth Bones. which is like what Nern is made out of, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is also known as the laws of nature. Rather than creating the profane by commanding the sacred, such as conjuration magic, which is summoning demons, or Deidre worship, they sought to create Anumidium, which is the robot,
yeah,
their own sacred from the deaths of the profane.
Mm.
So using, because profane being holy or godlike, like the heart of Lorcan is part of an actual god, and they wanted to build their own artificial bastard god using that power, and the laws of nature were just like, not having any of this,
yeah,
is why the dwarves just were removed from existence.
No, say, yeah, the gods are Lego, and all you got is Mega Blocks, and you're trying to build something. Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of Amber Alerts go out because kids are playing with Mega Blocks, and they're simply removed from existence because you should not buy your children Mega Blocks.
The Earthbones are server admins.
Yeah.
They're just like, wait, they're doing what over there?
Ban. Yeah. Sunder is the ban hammer.
What are the sales?
Vivek similarly believed that the disappearance of the Dwemer is in some way their own divine sin, attempting to create a god from for their own purposes from the remains of the god Lorcan. So it does seem to be this complete crime against nature. Nature itself, or the fabric of existence, said no and removed the entire race from existence.
I gotta say, Nern is Lorcan.
Yes.
The plane itself is, or the planet itself is his body, according to the myth. So, like, I could see how just, like, at, like, triggering the power of his heart in some way, like, I could see how it would definitely just be like, nope, you're going to space now.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's like, not having it.
What if they moved all of Nern and they stayed where they were?
And then they all just froze to death in space?
Oh, yeah.
That's entirely possible.
I think they suffocate first.
Yeah.
It's not a big difference between the two, really.
Yeah. Either way, the oxygen in their blood would boil.
Relativity tells us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, so they simply ceased to exist, and this is still one of the mysteries in the Elder Scrolls games, which I love. Five main series games in and an MMO, we still have no idea, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of the most disappointing parts of Mass Effect 3, which overall I think is a disappointment, was... I loved in Mass Effect 2 when they were just like, oh my god, the Protheans were corrupted and turned into the collectors by the, whatever, by the Reapers. They just turned into the slave race. And then in the third one, they're just like, oh, that was one left. He's got a Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool.
Why you do this?
Really glad that all the mystery of this universe is completely gone now. Yeah. That's great. Sure do. Love the way this is going. But five Elder Scrolls games in, and despite some of the creative things that the creative choices they made that I do not like, the fact that we still have no idea and possibly no way of even knowing what happened to the dwarves is still a very cool mystery
absolutely.
In the series.
You like the fact that they've been moving forward in time with each Elder Scroll that they're releasing, each game, right?
Yes.
It's been moving forward. What if Elder Scrolls 6 was the Dwemer? And it's back in time.
That'd be rad as fuck.
You'd still be into it?
Yeah.
I think it'd be into it.
There's a lot of like old history lore that happens in the Elder Scrolls universe. Like, I would be okay with spin-offs. Maybe not a main series game, because I'm sure 6 will still be in the future.
Maybe Blades? What is it? Elder Scrolls Blades?
Yeah.
Oh, what, the mobile game?
Yeah.
Where they, like, it's just like, it's like a free mobile game, but it's got this like crazy fucking dense lore, and at the end of the game, your character actually just vanishes from existence because Kagranak somewhere off-screen would fucking with the heart of Lorcan.
I would be so upset if to get this lore, I had to play through that fucking mobile game.
So, dude, cool thing, though, I'm still on board for this game because I can play on my phone, bring it home, play on my PC, switch it over to
your
VR.
Yeah, I know.
And continue to play that way. I think that's kind of neat.
You have that, and that's great. I have self-respect, and I'm not going to play the fucking game.
Roasted. I might play it.
I mean, I'm sure I'll download and install it.
It's like,
I'm sure I won't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I just don't like mobile. I don't like mobile gaming. That's not true. I like my DS. I don't like gaming on my phone.
That's the same thing for me. Like, a buddy of mine got me an iTunes gift card for my birthday, and I got the entire Go series. So I got Deus Ex, Hitman, and Lara Croft Go.
Yeah.
I have played through 20% of Deus Ex Go, and Hitman and Lara Croft are completely untouched.
Although, actually, I played XCOM Enemy Within for the first time on mobile.
Really? Yeah.
Yep. It was really good. Really good port.
give me 10 years, guys, I'm going to have a VR den. I'm going to have a full suit and a goggles and like...
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go, man.
Yep,
you got
right
10 years.
You get started.
So 2028.
We're all making fat stacks now. There's no there's no broke boys left.
Yeah, Ethan and I are
promotion boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ethan and I both moved up in the last couple weeks. Peter moved up not that long ago before.
3 months, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Doing well.
I still, despite the fact I am now the brokest boy, don't have a schedule, which is makes me feel like the biggest business boy, because I just go to work whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah. I took a day and a half off this week and still got paid for it, so that was cool.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
my boss is just flexible.
Yeah,
She's at the hippie. Anyway, right, one dwarf left. We mentioned it before. Yagram Bargan is the last known living Dwemer. However, he is bloated and sick with the Corporus disease, and he is under the care of the wizard Divaith Fur.
And he has robotic spider legs.
He does have spider legs, yeah.
No, these names are out there. Divaith Fur?
Yeah, that's D-I-V-A-Y-T-H-F-Y-R. Divaith Fur.
Okay.
Who I believe you encounter in the Dragonborn expansion. He lives in the giant mushroom tower.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's, yeah, that's him.
If that's him, then yeah.
Oddly enough, he used magic to clone himself as a woman. Then some of those ladies serve as his daughters, and some serve as his brides.
I mean, I would.
I would never.
You wouldn't fuck yourself? If you had a perfect clone of yourself that was just a woman?
If I had a magic lady clone of myself, I don't think I'd fuck her.
I don't know, dude.
Come on.
I think that there's, like, a lot to be said for, like, differences that you're attracted to. Like, I think if everything was the same, it would be very uncomfortable.
I mean, my girlfriend's got blue eyes, and I don't. I mean, that's the only real difference between us, but, you know.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not related.
Dara was made in a lab, so.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Perfect copy. So, before the disappearance of the Dwemer, oh, it's Bagarn. Excuse me. Yagram Bagarn. Bagarn was a master crafter in the service of Kagranak, who built Kagranak's tools, who possibly doomed his entire race. And then he survived the disappearance because he was in another dimension at the time, an undescribed outer realm. So okay. He was not in Oblivion, as I think I said on the last episode when we briefly referred to him.
Yeah.
He was in an undescribed outer realm. He was simply outside of time. Not in Oblivion, not in our plane, nothing like that. Just somewhere else. Possible. Now, this is going to be some ridiculous theory crafting. Maybe if Bethesda's feeling really, 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 really like up their own ass, super wanky, insane references no one would get, maybe you can run into him in Starfield as an Easter egg.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Out in space. Think about that.
Yeah. Well, they do stuff like that, right? Is Wolfenstein 2 Bethesda?
It's published by Bethesda. It's not developed by Todd Howard.
They developed Fallout and the Elder Scrolls.
And Starfield, which maybe Mr. Bagarn wants to make a quick little appearance. Maybe it's just like you walk into this weird space dungeon at some point, and you run into a fat bearded man with spider legs. And then he's just like, yeah, anyway, I gotta go back. My wife's been real bitchy recently.
Yeah, that's
I gotta go see her. And then he gets back, and it's like, oh, my wife's not home. That's refreshing.
Nice. Yeah.
I wonder where she is.
Yeah, wonder where she is.
And she's like, why? Like, there's like a tumbleweed outside his window. She's like big piles of fucking dust all over the house.
Yeah, she's been at her book club for 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, remember, because he's still alive in Morrowind, which is millennia after the disappearance of the dwarves.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm not sure what's keeping him alive. It's possibly Divaith's magic. But anyway,
maybe it worked for the one dwarf.
He gets, sadly, when he returns from outside of time, sadly ends up getting Corporus, which is like the Elder Scrolls equivalent to leprosy, basically, which is why I assume he doesn't have legs anymore.
Probably, yeah.
But he's bloated and he's gross.
Same.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Yeah. He's got a hell of a fupa, I gotta say. And once he returned to Tamriel, that's it. The elven mage Divaith Fur took him in and cured much of his dementia, because along with losing your limbs and getting bad rashes, you go crazy when you get Corporus. Cured his dementia, and
also
then,
when you go to another dimension, you come back and your entire race is gone. That probably fucks you up too.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Don't
just like leaving voicemails for a week. You're just like, where is everybody?
But nobody's picking up.
it is so like unimaginable for me. Like I can only think of like books where I've read of people and, like, where they lost their whole race.
And you cannot... like, you watch like I Am Legend and you're like, oh, yeah, wow, that'd be
great. Oh, you'd go insane, yeah. Anyway, Divaith Fur took him in, cured much of his dementia, and then also tried out a bunch of harmless spells and potions to cure him of the corpus. However, none of them worked. So when you encounter him in Morrowind, he is still basically in a leper colony underneath Divaith's tower.
Okay.
That you can only get in and out of with levitation magic. So there's no stairs, which is the best way to quarantine somebody. Just in a big old pit.
Yeah, cut off his legs and put him in a place with no stairs.
I don't know if he cut off his legs, but yeah, exactly.
You give him corporeal...
Corpus. Like the Christie.
Corpus Christie. Exactly. The aftermath of the...
The city in Texas.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
The aftermath of the War of the First Council, the disappearance of the dwarves, and the suspected use of the Heart of Lorcan would see Vivek, Almalexia, and Sotha Sil rise to power among the Khymer within a few years. Then Sotha Sil would actually successfully use Kagranak's tools on the heart to turn the tribunal into gods.
Oh, okay.
So, Kagranak was right. Sotha Sil managed to use it properly and obviously not remove the elven races from existence.
Yeah.
Because, I guess, in a panic and, like, two armfuls of unshuffled papers, Kagranak just ran up and just, like, grabbed his dagger and whacked the heart once, and then everybody ceased to exist.
He had, like, a hammer, and there's, like, a dial on it, and it says, like, immortality or immortal or obliterate.
Yeah.
Set to obliterate.
Like, and just like whacked it.
Yeah. which one's that'd the be safety?
That'd be really good art too, actually. Yeah. Just like a switch.
Yeah.
Vanish, live forever.
Yeah.
However, using the tools on the heart, even correctly, was still seen as a betrayal or a curse by the laws of nature and turned the Khymer's skin black as ash and their eyes red. The Khymer, too, ceased to exist and now live on as the Dunmer, which are the Dark Elves. So that's the heart removed two races from existence.
Wow. Well, removed one and drastically altered another.
It's altered to the point where the Khymer are considered not to exist at all anymore, though.
Yeah.
Especially now that the Tribunal are all dead or disappeared after the events of Morrowind and then the Tribunal expansion.
How many pieces can you replace of your own body until you aren't yourself anymore?
Yeah, Hare Krishna shit.
Yeah. I love that you kept bringing it back to the ship metaphor, and like that's originally a ship metaphor.
Oh yeah, really?
if you replay over years, you replace every single piece part of a ship with new wood. Is it still the same ship?
I've always heard it with the human body because I took psychology, so they always talk about it in the brain or whatever. Yeah. But yeah,
it's an old parable.
It's a ship. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So anyway, with the Dwemer gone, the Dunmer laid claim to all of modern day Morrowind, and their divine protectors kept them autonomous and relatively happy for millennia.
Okay.
So, despite the fact that they're probably traitorous liars who have led everyone astray for 1,000 years, the Tribunal kept Morrowind in a pretty good spot. The Heart of Lorcan remained in the mountain, and the Tribunal would return to it annually to refresh their energy. So they need to take a hit of that good
gotta
shit.
Juice up.
Yeah, you gotta take a huff off off the Heart of Lorcan. They got a little surgical mask, and they're just like, oh, it's good. Oh, it's like I pass the blunt.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They have the heart on top of like a hookah.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They've all just got their hoses.
Like, flip the charcoal on the Heart of Lorcan. Like,
I picture just like a bunch of like USB. 3.0 ports, and they all have a different part on their body.
Like robots?
Some have it on their hand, some have it on their foot, some got it like on their side, they got a jam into it.
God, there's a lot of good art from this. Yeah. It's gonna be a busy weekend for Peter.
One of them, as a joke, got it on his dick, but it's like the most annoying thing, and he hates it so much now. He's just his dick plugged into the heart for like 2 hours.
You're like Vivek Warrior, like he's Warrior Buddha. He's just like, and like he's like, I don't know why I just didn't get a stupid tattoo with you guys. Honestly.
Yeah.
That's what they agreed on. It's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be gods. We're all going to get a tattoo, and we're going to kill Nerevar.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, okay, man. He's like, and Vivek's just like, nah, man, I don't want to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something way crazier, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you wait. Just comes back with his USB dick, and he's just like, after the 8th century, he's just
it's like, what do you keep in that USB deck? Just like 100 copies of the B movie.
Yeah.
Do you like jazz?
Yeah. More like D movie, am I right?
Hey. Yeah, that's what it's labeled as when you play. It's like C drive, D drive.
Yeah.
All B movie. Now we move into a couple of footnotes here that I thought were interesting that I didn't want to put into the main story because it's still in the future. Numidium, the giant golem, has actually been used multiple times throughout history.
Oh, yeah?
Tiber Septim used it to complete his conquest of Tamriel.
Oh, wow.
Where it was destroyed, but Tiber Septim, who basically created the provinces as we know them now, managed to activate the original Numidium. Okay. Went out, and it helped, obviously, helped him conquer everything. I'm not sure what it was powered by. Possibly the Heart of Lorcan on loan. It was not specified.
Maybe
but
enough soul gems jammed in there.
Yeah, a couple of black soul gems with some human souls in
maybe
there.
Maybe the Amulet of Kings.
Oh, that's true.
Tiber Septim would have had it.
That's Loreboy's canon, because it is a drop of blood from the heart. So the Amulet of Kings may have actually given him command over the Numidium. That's true. I never thought of that. That's like a real game theory that just
like
blew my mind.
We did it. After a year of doing this show, we finally came up with one good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. The show itself was our first bad idea. Yeah. And then it just all got bad.
Cut the mics.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, that's true, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anyway, cool. It was destroyed at some point while conquering the entire planet, but Tiber Septim used it in his conquest. Centuries later, it was rebuilt and activated again in an event known as the Warp in the West, which is actually the plot to Daggerfall.
Okay.
Yeah. But was destroyed another time.
Oh, yeah. That's when you complete rebuilding the Numidium is when the second Dragon Break happens. The second confirmed Dragon Break.
Exactly. That was actually one of the other footnotes that I wanted to put in here. The disappearance of the Dwemer is not a confirmed, but it is a speculated dragon break as well.
That would be a good explanation for like everybody just popping out of existence all at once.
Exactly.
The timeline shift.
And not even all of them disintegrated. There's only that one city under Mournhold that actually has ash piles everywhere. The other Dwemer ruins that we find in Skyrim or in Morrowind are completely abandoned.
Yeah.
All that's left in there is their robots.
Yep.
But was destroyed, and then a second Numidium named Akula Khan was partially built in the third game, which is Morrowind, and was going to be used once again to drive the Outlanders out of Morrowind, which would be Imperials, Red Guards, all the non-Dark Elf races.
Yeah. Okay.
So, other than in Conquest of the Entire World, the Numidium has always been used for xenophobic reasons.
Yeah.
Dagoth Ur, who was not actually killed at the Battle of the Red Mountain, and was also bequeathed with immortality as the fourth member of the Tribunal, is the last boss, but you have to destroy the heart. So the Nerevarine, the player character from Morrowind, uses Kagranak's tools, the Hammer Sunder, and Keening the Dagger, to destroy the heart, removing immortality from the gods.
Okay.
So I had mentioned this in a previous episode when we were talking about the creation myth.
With the asteroid.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, Almalexia goes fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She kills Sotha Sil now that they're no longer immortal. Then you, as the reincarnation of her ex-husband, which she probably murdered, kill her. And then Vivek eventually disappears. And then, yes, he was holding up a meteor. And then after he vanishes, the meteor crashes into the Red Mountain, causing Morrowind to explode, which is why Dragonborn looks the way it does in the expansion. And really, 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 really internally consistent.
Yeah. Bethesda's got that down.
Bethesda's got their history down fucking pat. Like, that's it.
Except for Dovahkiin can touch the Keening and whatever.
But. Yeah, well, that's why I said I didn't like that, but that's because I'm a big dumb nerd.
Yeah.
You can hold Keening without dying. Like,
I think it's consistent, but it's bad writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But with the complete destruction of the Akula Khan, because it was never finished. Okay. Dagothor did not finish constructing it, and after the destruction, the final destruction of the Heart of Lorcan by the Nerevarine in the third game, it is apparently no longer possible to power one anymore, especially because the Amulet of Kings is also shattered in
Oblivion. Yeah.
There is nothing left, no blood and no heart left from Lorcan.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's where I wanted to end it. That is the history of the Dwemer.
Awesome.
And their kind of fucking insane sci-fi history.
Yeah.
it was so much fun to research. I was like hyping you guys up on this one because I was so fucking excited yesterday.
It was great,
and it was really, really good. So that's it. It makes me, obviously, at the end of every episode, like you said, Jamie, it makes you want to reinstall everything.
Yeah. No, and I was just about to say it again. I was like, I don't want to say it again, but I want to play Skyrim right now.
Yeah, that's it. So, Jamie, if I wanted you to vanish from existence.
You could put Keening into my Instagram, J-A... James Miller, that's my name, _TLDR.
J-A-M-E-S.
M-I-L-L-E-R. _TLB.
Yeah, that's the one. On Instagram, I'm just starting up. Come follow me, I'll follow you back. You can also find me on twitch.tv/theloreboys. Check us out on theloreboys.com. Ethan was kind enough to get us a domain, and we're there. So I'm probably going to stream a little bit of Fortnite lately. Almost done God of War, so that's coming up soon. If you are someone who listens to the episodes as they come out,
Lore of Boys.
Look forward to that. And where can I find you, Etienne?
I'm at Ethan the Deadman. Tell your friends about the show. Thanks so much.
And I am at Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can follow me. Old Aunt Peter on Instagram. The Lore Boys. What are we on Instagram? Lore Boys Podcast?
Lore Boys Podcast.
Yeah. Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. I do the artwork on loreboys.com. And also O'Manahue on DeviantArt if you want bigger versions. That's it. Also, we're the Lore Boys on Facebook and on Twitter. Give us a follow. And honestly, we've been thinking about a few things that we want to experiment with or change around. And in this instance here, I know we engage a lot on Facebook. Suggestions now for what you like, or tell us what you like. More importantly, tell us what we could change, because if we're doing something well, we don't need to hear about it.
Yeah.
Because we're already fucking doing it. We're already on track.
Yeah,
that's it. If you guys want me to stop touching Ethan's nipples the whole episode, then I will.
Yeah, you can't see it, but you can hear it in his voice.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, this month for Lore Boys Premium, we have a goal that we're trying to hit for Lore Boys Premium subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
122 subscriptions left. And once that's hit, then everybody who subscribed to Lore Boys Premium gets to vote on whether or not you touch my nipples during the episode.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you like the show, you want to support us, and you either want Jamie to touch my nipples more or want him to touch my nipples less, make sure to hit up Lore Boys Premium. It helps us out, and we really appreciate it.
Just know the default is I'm touching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find the link on nigerianprince.gov.org.
Yeah.
Just send all your money there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. I gotta say, I've set up a site, saveethansnipples.com.
It's a GoFundMe.
He started chafing like 3 weeks in. Lately, I've been chafing on my fingers.
You should see the calluses on the Jesus fucking Christ. It's good for both of them. Anyway, that constitutes a Lore Boys
out
of existence.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.